DY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Cloudy skies this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 47. Northeast winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast skies again tonight. Mixed precipitation possible at times. Lows level off around 23. Overcast tomorrow. Highs level off around 34. A dusting of snow tonight. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 43.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, legislative session of 2023 is officially underway after the swearing-in of new legislators on Monday, along with Governor Kelly's inaugural speech that happened on Monday as well, where there's been a call from both ends of the aisle for civility going into the legislative session between the dominant Republican legislature and Democrat Governor Kelly.
We recruited businesses from around the world, including the largest economic development project in the history of the state of Kansas. That happened because Democrats and Republicans forged a deal. Let us be guided by civility and kindness, even when we disagree.
The entire plan and agenda from the Kelly administration is set to be announced this evening during the State of the State address, where she plans on talking about issues regarding ending the sales tax on food completely in the state of Kansas, along with medical marijuana legalization in the state.
Go Hog Wild, Pit Barbecue.
Ever stare at the Hog Wild menu and feel like you can't make up your mind because it all looks so good? Well, Bingo Brashears, Hog Wild partner and general manager at 21st and Tyler, has the tastiest solution.
When I want a little bit of everything, I get a little bit of everything on Hog Wild Smokestack Sandwich. On a butter toasted bun, we pile our hickory smoked beef brisket with juicy hot links, and you top it with our award winning barbecue sauce. The hard part is choosing between fresh curly fries, classic baked beans, or coleslaw on the side.
Hog Wild Pit Barbecue's hero of a sandwich saves the biggest appetites from indecision at all six locations in Wichita. Also in Derby, El Dorado, Hutchinson, and Salina.
Go Hog Wild Pit Barbecue. Hog Wild, get some for you. But don't be late, we close at 8.
The United States Supreme Court has refused to hear more appeals regarding the Carr brothers in Kansas, meaning their convictions and sentences are considered final. KIC News reports the Carr brothers were convicted of capital murder and sentenced to death for the deaths of four individuals out of Wichita, Kansas, back in the year 2000. And Sedgwick County District Attorney Mark Bennett says he's been watching the U.S. Supreme Court closely when they declined to hear any more of the case.
I got to go in 2015 to the United States Supreme Court and sit there while Derek Schmidt and Steve McAllister argued the two cases, sit at council table, and I watched the Supreme Court's reaction to the case and their facts. And
that audio from KIC News. He goes on to talk about what the Carr brothers could do now to try to appeal their hearings.
District Court judge here says, I rule that they both got effective assistance. There was no problem with their attorneys. That is appealed to the Kansas Supreme Court, who sustains it. If all of that has played itself out and all of those appeals are done, then the last thing to be would be that last sort of third rail, which is, I want to challenge the manner in which death is imposed in Kansas.
Kansas Mid-America Network News.
When you own a business of any kind, you need an insurance policy that'll protect it. You need business insurance that perfectly suits your industry, and Blue Valley Insurance is proud to offer it. When you get an insurance policy from us, you're taking the first step towards protecting your business, your employees, and yourself. Let's start with an overview of the types of coverage you can expect. Stop by for quotes at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Governor Jim Pillen has officially announced a new director for the Nebraska Department of Transportation, as he announced Vicki Kramer as the new director, saying, quote, Vicki brings broad experience from both the private and public sector to keep moving our state's transportation system into the 21st century. She'll be a transformative leader of the Department of Transportation and is the person we need to speed the completion of Nebraska's vital four-lane highway system plan, along with deploying 21st century infrastructure across the state. KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that Kramer had previously worked as the Chief of Staff of Infrastructure Markets and Strategy for Kiewit Structure Engineering. In other news, an accident between a train and a vehicle has led to a drug arrest. As KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that, according to Adam County Sheriff's Office, they responded to a vehicle and train crash near the Union Pacific Crossing. When they arrived, they found the 2019 Jeep Grand Cherokee attempting to cross the railroad tracks in a non-crossing location. During the investigation, they found 130 pounds of marijuana and a handgun.
$9.99 barbecue time. Hurry to Hog Wild for a complete barbecue meal that's sure to fill you up for only $5.99. Josh Nicolette, Hog Wild partner and general manager at Harry and Rock Road, has got all the details.
Get a Hog Wild sandwich loaded with our award-winning meats like pulled pork, pulled chicken, or hot links. Plus your choice of a classic side and a drink for just $5.99.
Upgrade your sandwich to beef brisket for just a dollar more. Join us for lunch or dinner. You can also order online at GoHogWild.com. Hogwild Pit Barbecue, 6 locations in Wichita, also in Derby, El Dorado, Hutchinson, and Salina.
Go Hog Wild Pit Barbecue. Hog Wild, get some for you. But don't be late, we close at 8.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council met Monday. Steve and Valerie Prell and Chris Schrader again spoke during public comments regarding the Country Club Lake and public access. They'd met with the council for over 2 hours, the last meeting in December, asking reconsideration of eminent domain plans for a 30-foot access strip along the shoreline for fishing access that's part of the property they own with residences west of the lake. A 45-minute summation Monday was a recap of comments and previous meetings, as well as a timeline of negotiations. Council took no action. City Administrator reviewed at a year-end summary, noting that the general fund was off budget more than expected, due primarily to the June 11th tornado damage and storm cleanup, as well as a few other unexpected issues. Water, sewer, and sales tax fund balances were all higher year over year, with a sales tax fund balance at $895,000. Austin St. John reviewed ongoing and planned future projects and asked for a budget workshop meeting February 23rd at 6 p.m. to continue the discussion and look ahead to 2024. St. John reminded council of the public meeting planned Wednesday evening at 6 at Landall Lanes to hear comments and input regarding child care options and potential for development in the community. It's hoped to get the public involved, and funding options for child care services will be discussed. Unanimous approval was given for purchase of a new street sweeper to replace the current unit on a 5-year rotation for $284,000, with outright sale of a current sweeper for $60,000. Low bids for 2 mowers for cemetery and parks were approved for a total of $13,500. And purchase of 2 new police department vehicles for a combined total of $79,000 were approved. Mayor Jason Barnes brought again concerns with Keystone Road, noting that it may be 4 to 5 years or more before South 11th and 12th roads are completed, and Keystone could be considered for improvements. It was suggested the street committee meet to discuss and perhaps consider returning the surface to gravel. Early dismissal for Marysville schools this Wednesday, January 11th at 2 p.m. Hanover schools will be dismissed Friday, honoring the passing and funeral for Sue Hagedorn, who began as a sub with the district in 1984, worked for some years as a teacher's aide, later became a certified teacher in the district, and served as school counselor, among other positions. William J. Bill Paul, age 73, of Barnston, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Thursday, 10 a.m. at the Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home at Wymore. Visitation Wednesday, 1 until 8. Family will greet friends Wednesday from 6 until 7:30 at the Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home, in charge of arrangements for Bill Paul. Dorothy M. Rombeck, age 82, of Home, passed away Monday. Funeral service Thursday, 10:30 at Mount Calvary Lutheran Church, Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 10 until 9. Family will see friends Wednesday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Dorothy Rombeck. Susan K. Hagedorn, age 69, of Hanover, passed away January 7th. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at Emanuel Lutheran Hermansburg, rural Bremen. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 1 until 8. Family will see friends Thursday from 4 until 8 at the Hanover Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Susan Hagedorn. Kenneth E. Kenny Jones, age 46, of Wamego, formerly of Marysville and Frankfort, passed away December 31st. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at Marysville Christian Fellowship. Burial at the Antioch Cemetery at a later date. Visitation Thursday, 2 until 8. Family will see friends Thursday from 5 until 7 at the Padden Funeral Chapel in Frankfort, in charge of arrangements for Kenny Jones. Alan D. Krieger, age 63, of Odell, passed away unexpectedly at his home January 8th. Funeral service Saturday, 11 a.m. at the Methodist Church in Odell. Family will greet friends Friday, 5:30 till 7:30 at the Vance Gertis Funeral Home in Odell, in charge of arrangements for Alan Krieger. Billy Bob Loan, age 71, of Pawnee City, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service is planned Monday, January 9th, 2 p.m. at the Faith Baptist Church, Pawnee City. Interment in the Czech Cemetery east of Table Rock. Visitation Sunday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Sunday, 5 until 7 at the Wherry Mortuary of Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Billy Bob Loan.
3, 2, 1.
Did the new year bring new devices in your home? You might want to increase your internet speed. If you up your speed this month, you get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months to kick off 2023. New Blue Valley internet customers also get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months. Visit bluevalley.net/2023.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Need health insurance? NECAP Inc. can help. The Health Insurance Marketplace closes January 15th. Call Michaela Clock at 785-742-2222, extension 170, to make your appointment today, or go online at kansascares.org.
It's a marvelous night for the Marshall County Arts Cooperative's 15th Annual Musical Review, morning, noon, and night at the Replay Lounge, Friday, January 20th and Saturday, January 21st at 7 p.m. at Venue 36 in Marysville, where 39 local musicians will take you from morning, noon, to night. Tickets are on sale at marshallcountyarts.org or by calling 75-859-4260. Reserved seats are $40 and general admission is $25. Support the Marshall County Arts Cooperative and experience quality local entertainment.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. An area of low pressure moving east off the Rockies will begin to bring some wintry precipitation to northern parts of Kansas as we go through the afternoon and into this evening. As that system moves off to the southeast, it'll also bring in some colder air into the day on Thursday before a high pressure system starts to move over the Great Plains. As it does, it'll bring some calmer weather as we go through the end of the week and into the beginning of the weekend, as well as some warmer temperatures as it moves off to the east into the day on Saturday. That high hangs around through the weekend until we get into Sunday night, when a low pressure system again moving east off the Rockies brings the chance for some scattered rain showers to the area, and again some colder temperatures as we go into the beginning of the week on Monday, before a high pressure system extending down south from Canada brings back that calmer weather. I'm staff meteorologist Patrick McMillan.
Average high temperature mid-January 39, record high on this date 73. The average low 19, the record low 15 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:46, sunset this evening at 5:23.
Perihelion, the Earth's closest approach to the sun, occurred only a week ago. So why isn't it warmer? We will share some cold hard facts on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes and arthritis. Maybe you've tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, and workout gadgets. A European doctor has uncovered a breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. And details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or spend money for high-priced supplements each month. This will work for you and anyone who is concerned about heart disease, diabetes, and low energy. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, January 11th, the 11th day of the year. Founding father and the face on the $10 bill, Alexander Hamilton, was born on this day. This is the coldest month of the year in North America, but would you be surprised to know that we are closer to the sun than in any other month? So why isn't January the warmest month? It's not our proximity to the sun that determines the season, but the angle of tilt. Right now, our hemisphere is tilted away, preventing us from getting the full energy of direct sunlight. Here's some good news. The Earth moves more quickly in its orbit during winter, making it the year's shortest season. Unfortunately, on a sub-freezing January day, it's nothing but cold comfort. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about the seasons at almanac.com.
CMT Design looks forward to cheering on the talented Nemaha Central winter sports teams. The athletes are sure to bring the storm of victories at this week's events and games. Let's go Thunder. From CMT Design, vinyl, screen printing, and more. Creating memories together. Proud to support our local school sports teams. Hamas Trucking Incorporated knows the guys and girls on the Nemaha Central winter sports teams have been working hard to sharpen their skills, and the Thunder fans plan on showing their pride at all the upcoming events. Hamas Trucking Incorporated in Seneca, commercial trucking and truck and trailer repair. Eisenbarth Plumbing Shop is sure the talented Nemaha Central Thunder winter sports teams have what it takes to dominate every sporting event this week. Good luck, guys and girls. Do your personal best. From the supportive fans at Eisenbarth Plumbing Shop in Seneca, plumbing, heating, and air conditioning.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. It was a night of basketball between Kansas and the state of Oklahoma as the number two Kansas Jayhawks took on the Oklahoma Sooners and had a slight victory last night, topping the Sooners 79-75. It was K.J. Adams Jr. forward that ended up putting the most amount of points on the board last night with 22 points in his 27 minutes on the court, followed by Jalen Wilson with 17 points for the night with 36 minutes. He also racked up 8 rebounds and 1 assist in the game. The Jayhawks are still tied atop the Big 12 Conference, sitting 9-0 at home, 3-0 on the road, with an overall record right now of 15-1. The Kansas State Wildcats also went against the Oklahoma State Cowboys with their victory last night, 65-57, as Marquise Noel ended up putting 20 points on the board throughout the night with 38 minutes on the court. The Wildcats are tied at the top of the Big 12 Conference with the Jayhawks, also sitting at 15-1 for the overall season. The number 11 Wildcats next tip off against the number 17 TCU Horned Frogs on Saturday at 1 p.m. The end-of-the-year blowout sale is going on now at Riverwind RV, the most trusted RV dealership in Wichita. Riverwind RV is making room for all 2023 models and offering huge discounts on 2022s. Make your way to Riverwind RV at 1523 West Ledgerwood Road and check out the end-of-the-year sale going on now through January. Are you looking for a new travel trailer, fifth-wheeler, or toy hauler? Riverwind RV has exactly what you're looking for. RVs of all types and sizes by manufacturers like Winnebago, Heartland, Forest River, Gulfstream, and Keystone, with discounts so big it's unbelievable. Now is the best time to buy at Riverwind RV. Stop by the east side location at 1523 West Ledgerwood Road, just a mile west of Andover at 159th and Kellogg Drive, or check them out online at riverwindrv.com. It's the end of the year blowout sale at Riverwind RV, the most trusted RV dealer in Wichita. Stop by or call them at 316-364-3333. Riverwind RV's huge end of the year sale is going on now. The latest AP Top 25 poll for college basketball has seen a new team rise as the Kansas State Wildcats have jumped into the number 11 position nationwide. At the same time, the Kansas Jayhawks have been sitting number 3 over the past few weeks, but have jumped up a slot to the number 2 slot nationwide as well. According to the Associated Press, the top 11 include Houston sitting at number 1, currently 16-1 for the season. The Kansas Jayhawks at number 2 sitting 14-1, followed by Purdue, Alabama, Tennessee, UConn, UCLA, Gonzales, Arizona, Texas at number 10, followed by the Kansas State Wildcats, also at 14-1 for the season. In other news, the National Football Foundation has announced that former Kansas State Wildcat football quarterback Michael Bishop has been selected for the College Football Hall of Fame. Cake News reports that according to Bishop's record, he led the Wildcats to 22 wins in his 2 seasons in Manhattan. He was also named an All-American and finished second to Texas's Ricky Williams in the Heisman Trophy voting. Bishop also ended up playing in the NFL, Canadian Football League, and Arena Football. But American Network Sports.
Tuesday night basketball action in girls play. Marysville took Concordia 40-33. Wamego handled Abilene 42-17. Southeast of Saline over Clay Center 44-28. And Chapman took Beloit 49-26. Hanover girls bested Axtell 58-31. Clifton Clyde down Washington County 52-35. Frankfort over Wetmore 73-14. Minneapolis edged Valley Heights 42-41. Lynn girls over St. Xavier 75-14. And Donova West took Centralia 60-35. In boys action, Marysville over Concordia 59-52. Abilene beat Wamego 52-43. Southeast of Saline over Clay Center 66-49. Axtell boys edge Hanover 52-51. Clifton Clyde took Washington County 78-49. Wetmore over Frankfort 57-42. In overtime, Valley Heights boys held off Minneapolis 52-49. Lynn tripped St. Xavier 59-22. And he was Centralia over Donovan West 68-48.
A second straight sweep for the Marysville girls and boys basketball team in North Central Kansas League play at Concordia Tuesday. In the nightcap, Marysville boys held off a Concordia challenge 59-52. Four Bulldogs in double figures led by Rhett Williams, who fouled out late at 13. Jack Lauer scores 12. Rook Williams, 11. Willow Todd adds 10 points as Marysville improves to 7-1, 5-0 atop the NCAA. Concordia led by Asen Cash with 16, 14 of those in the first half. Joey Henderson had 17, Peyton Redder 14, as the Panthers fall to 5-4, 1-4, second loss to Marysville. Marysville boys win 59-52. Marysville girls rally for a 17-3 fourth quarter to win 40-33, led by Haley Ingles with 13. Bella Raider scores a dozen as the Lady Bulldogs improve to 3-5, 3-2. Concordia's Carly Carlgren was top scorer with 8. Panthers fall to 2-7, 1-4. Second loss to Marysville, 40-33, Lady Bulldogs. Marysville at Wamego Friday. Reporting for KNDY Sports, I'm Bruce Dierking.
Find out what's bugging you and your house plants. Trap indoor plant pests with Summit Sticky Traps. The yellow attracts fungus gnats, aphids, thrips, leaf miners, and other harmful pests feeding on your plants. The sticky surface traps the insects where they die without applying a pesticide. Set the trap in the pot and replace once it's covered with insects or every 3 months. Summit Sticky Traps are available at garden centers and hardware stores. Visit SummitResponsibleSolutions.com for more information. Move pot-bound cacti and succulents into a slightly larger container without injuring yourself. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Check before transplanting. Cacti and succulents have a small root system compared to their top growth. Moving them into a container much larger than their root system can result in root rot, decline, and even death of your plants. Transplant pot-bound plants into a slightly larger container. This can be a painful process for the gardener. Use tongs to handle the spiny cacti throughout the transplanting process, or make your own by folding paper into a long, thick strip. Wrap this around the spiny portion to make handling the cactus easier on your hands. And remove any wayward spines that end up lodged in your hands with the help of white glue. Cover the spine-infested area on your hands with white glue and allow to dry. Then peel away the glue and most of the spines come along with it. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
Jeremy Shaw is responsible for patrolling a lake larger than the state of Rhode Island. It's a unique place that's been drawing curious visitors here for thousands of years. We visit his island on this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, We are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Jeremy Shaw helps oversee a very unique island.
Enewap Island is 28,000 acres. It sits in the Great Salt Lake.
Most people don't realize there's a very large island resting in a lake larger than some of our states.
The lake is 75 miles long and about 45 miles wide. So at average pool, it covers about 2,500 square miles. The deepest spot is about 40 feet.
It's a relatively shallow yet vast lake covering more square miles than the state of Rhode Island. Recreational use and a thriving brine shrimp industry dominate the use of the lake.
The parks that I'm responsible for do search and rescue for a lot of those folks out on the lake. And that's a pretty daunting task when you look at an area the size of the state of Rhode Island that we may be searching for somebody on.
It's not as salty as the Dead Sea, but saltiness can vary greatly within the Great Salt Lake.
The north arm of the lake is very, very salty, 20 times saltier than the ocean. And there'll be 3 to 4 feet of salt sitting on the bottom of the lake up there. It's actually really, really neat. It's got a pink color to it.
This shallow, salty lake attracts many people to the beaches here on Antelope Island.
If we do lose a foot of water vertically, we may expose 100 feet of beach. So we do our best to maintain that beach and give that beach experience still. You can walk out and wade up into your waist and get to see what the lake's really like and get out there and do the famous float. You know, you cannot sink in the Great Salt Lake. It's pretty neat.
Traveling the countryside at Antelope Island, Utah. I'm Andrew McCray.
Saddle on your horse will help ensure a relaxing ride. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. A saddle that doesn't fit can give the horse a sore back and a bad attitude as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
A grumpy horse? Maybe the saddle's bothering him. It's imperative to properly fit a saddle for his comfort and your riding experience. Carl Hoops is an equine extension specialist at Utah State University. He says to first determine the type of saddle you need based on your style of riding, be it English or Western. Have a professional measure the width of the horse so the saddle doesn't pinch the withers or the shoulder area.
By pinching that area, then you're cutting off blood supply. It can be very painful to the horse as a lot of pressure is applied. I think the majority of the time we have a tendency to have too narrow of a saddle, and it's putting too much pressure on the withers. Also, if you have too wide of a saddle, then the saddle is not held up off of the withers of the horse and can actually cause some damage there as well.
How the saddle fits you also determines comfort for the horse. The saddle should rest firmly from the front to the back and not rock back and forth while you're sitting in it.
On a Western saddle, measure from the bottom of the saddle horn to the back of the seat. This can range from 14 inches, which would fit a child, up to 17 inches for a larger adult.
Those measurements are pretty important because it distributes the weight. And if we focus all that weight on too small of a surface area, then it can cut off the blood supply to that certain area of the skin of the horse and can actually cause damage to the skin and leave the telltale saddle mark.
When you remove the saddle and blanket, look for a uniform sweat pattern on the horse's back. Any dry spots are indicative of pressure points and cut off blood supply. Find more guidelines for fitting a horse saddle at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
We are traveling in the footsteps of those who've gone before, but we'll all be reunited on a new and sunlit shore.
Oh, when the saints,
oh, when the saints,
stress about money? You're not alone. Hi, this is Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. 85% of Americans say they worry about money. And as we all know, there's nothing more worrisome than having more month than money. But let me tell you the good news. You don't have to worry. Not if you manage money the way God intended. Not if you see it as a tool rather than an end in itself and use it properly. Tools are generally most effective when you know when and how to use them. That's true for your finances, too. You'll be free from worry when you see money for what it really is. Not a goal, not a lifelong pursuit, and not for all the things it can buy. But seeing money as a gift from God, that, when used wisely, can help you attain a life of contentment, confidence, and generosity.
Innovative ways to increase food production are needed, or the world will have a serious food security problem. That's next on Farm to Fork.
Cab to cab, season to season, there's only one way to do it all on your farm. Ag Leader It. Ag Leader offers the complete package of year-round precision farming tools to help you steer it, plant it, apply it, harvest it, and manage it more efficiently and profitably. For every farm and every field activity, Ag Leader It. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information.
Who mapped the soybean genome? You did. Yes, you. Better varieties are on the way. Today's soybean farmers, that's you, are achieving big breakthroughs in seed. How? By pooling your resources through your Soy Checkoff. Your Soy Checkoff research sequenced the soybean genome to help seed companies and other researchers bring better varieties faster to your operation. See all the ways your Soy Checkoff is moving soy forward for you at unitedsoybean.org/hopper.
A new report commissioned by the Farm Journal Foundation suggests that dramatic and rapid changes must be made to our agriculture and food systems in order to counter the effects of climate change. Thomas Jane authored the report. He's a professor emeritus at the University of Michigan.
It's a tall challenge that we're putting on agricultural R&D systems to do all three things simultaneously: improve soil health, get more output on existing land, and do it in a way that makes farmers more resilient to more variable weather patterns.
Jane says greater investment in ag research and development is key.
Agricultural R&D has consistently been shown to generate the highest impacts on agricultural growth and rural poverty reduction of all types of public ag expenditure. So the evidence is pretty overwhelming that investments in ag R&D have high payoffs.
Jane says in 33 years as a college professor, this paper was the most frightening.
Even though the global food system is remarkable in many ways in its ability to feed the world and this growing population, there are aspects of it that are unsustainable.
More tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. The American Farm Bureau Federation expects a major hearing on the federal milk marketing order later this year. Now, delegates set policy for the year on Tuesday during the 2023 AFBF annual convention in San Juan, Puerto Rico. They were armed with the outcome of the AFBF federal milk marketing order forum last fall in Kansas City. AFBF economist Daniel Munch says USDA wanted the industry to reach a consensus on what happens with the federal milk marketing order.
Secretary Bill Sachs challenged the dairy industry and he said, I'm not going to do anything with the USDA hearing on federal milk marketing orders until you get everybody in the industry in one room and you hash out these issues. In order for a hearing process to take place, people need to submit items to the record. He wanted sort of a precursor meeting for everybody to get involved and talk about dairy issues. So our dairy working group said, hey, we want to do this.
Now, the delegate voting session ended on Tuesday. AFBF chief economist Dr. Roger Cryan explains what will happen next.
We expect to submit a petition. I think ideally it's on the same day that National Milk submits. If IDFA submits the same day, that's even better. That means everybody is demonstrating to the secretary that there's a consensus that we need to do something. And to the extent that there's overlap among those three proposals, that's fantastic. That'll make most of those things kind of a no-brainer. And there will be differences, and we'll have to make the case for the details on the policy, on how they work and how they're different, why it's important to do things one way and, or another way.
He adds the road to reform is a long process that starts with the petitions.
The department then will announce a timeline of the number of events. Usually they first ask for additional proposals, then a hearing is scheduled, and it's actually done in person. After the hearing, there's an opportunity for post-hearing briefs, and then the department typically will issue a recommended decision, which is essentially their draft proposed rule for the changes.
From there, USDA will host a comment period and then issue a final rule that must be voted on by producers in each market. And let's look at your ag news.
Rusty Eck Ford has been serving our customers in Wichita and all over Kansas for 70 years. Rusty Eck Ford is the new Ford or Blue Advantage certified pre-owned vehicle you are looking for online, in stock, and ready for delivery. Good credit, bad credit, or no credit at all, our finance team will help you with the best finance options available to you. Need your car serviced? Rusty Eck Ford has factory certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home or work for most routine maintenance needs. Been in a wreck? Eck? Call Eck. Do not trust your collision repairs to just any body shop. Our certified professionals can have it done quickly and accurately. We work with your insurance company to get you back on the road as soon as possible. Rusty Eck Ford is Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership 2 years running for the best overall sales and service experience. Come see us today at 7310 East Kellogg or online at RustyEckFord.com and drive home your new Ford today. And remember,
you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money.
The Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has a brand new 2023 Chevy Equinox LT. In on trade, a 2018 Toyota RAV4, a 2017 Jeep Renegade, and a 2014 Chevy Captiva. Check these vehicles out and arrange for a test drive at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Tiny organisms with a toxic punch are fouling our water. Researchers are monitoring nutrient pollution and harmful algae blooms on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Every year, we see lakes and other bodies of water that develop blooms of harmful algae. It's dangerous to humans, pets, and livestock and aquatic ecosystems. It also appears in lakes that are used for drinking water. The culprits include too many nutrients getting into the water from both agricultural and urban sources. Jim Gulliford is a regional administrator for the Environmental Protection Agency. He says it's a very challenging area from a science standpoint, and rather than pointing fingers, they're committed to finding answers that can help everybody do their part.
We want to be able to do three things. One, we want to be able to predict when a harmful algal bloom will occur, because then it's easier to warn people rather than for them to potentially be exposed when they don't want to. And so then secondly, we're looking for the causes. Is it excess nutrients? Is it something else that's naturally occurring? And then the third thing is, what can we do about it?
Researchers are developing new tools and technologies to measure waterborne contaminants and understand how they form. For example, he says they're doing some interesting research in large reservoirs.
We've got floating water quality stations that are taking water quality samples at different depths. And so it's really trying to gain an understanding of what's happening in these lakes. We know that different things happen at different depths. We get different sunlight penetration. And interestingly, the cleaner the lake, the further the sunlight penetrates into it, and the more algae growth that can sometimes occur because of that.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about algae bloom research at agriculture.com.
Work on the farm or on the job is tough, so you want boots that are equally tough, if not tougher. And for that, you head down to Fashion Direct in Marysville. They carry several brands of work boots for literally any condition and any foot. Steel or composite toe, Met Guard, waterproof, insulated, or electrical hazard. And they just added Keen and Caterpillar to the shelves. Find boots that work just as hard as you do when you visit Fashion Direct in Marysville.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. Jeff Aiken along with you on this Wednesday. And really, the markets continue to position themselves ahead of tomorrow's USDA crop report. Some consolidation taking place in some markets on this Wednesday. And there's also some fears about the escalations in the Ukraine and the weather in Argentina, as well as China's participation in the markets in the future. All that influencing the markets on this Wednesday. Here's what we're looking at currently. March corn up 2 1/4 at 657 1/4. May corn up 2 at 656 1/2. Kansas City wheat for March, 822. That's up 10 and a quarter. Kansas City wheat for May, 819. That's up 10 currently. March oats, 344 and a half. That's up 3.5. May oats up 3 at 342 and 3/4. January soybeans, 1519 and a quarter right now. That's up 9 and a quarter. Soybeans for March, 1497. That's up 12 currently. Cotton for March, 83.63. That's down $1.13. Cotton for May, down $1.01 at 83.83. Live cattle for February, 157.70 is your current price. That's down a nickel. Live cattle for April, 161.40. That's down a quarter. Feeder cattle for January, 183.20. That's down $1.10. Feeder cattle for March, 185.42. That's down $1.07.5. Crude oil for February, 77.27. That's up $2.16. Taking a look at gold on this Wednesday. Gold for February, 1879.50. That's up 3. Silver for March, 23.51. That's down 15 cents. Wall Street, the Dow up 172. S&P up 33. NASDAQ up 134. That's your market information from the MidAmerica Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken.
Go Hog Wild, Pit Barbecue. Hog Wild, get some for you.
It's $5.99 barbecue time. Hurry to Hog Wild for a complete barbecue meal that's sure to fill you up for only $5.99. Josh Nicolette, Hog Wild partner and general manager at Harry and Rock Road, has got all the details.
Get a Hog Wild sandwich loaded with our award-winning meats like pulled pork, pulled chicken, or hot links. Plus your choice of a classic side and a drink for just $5.99.
Upgrade your sandwich to beef brisket for just a dollar more. Join us for lunch or dinner. You can also order online at GoHogWild.com. Hogwild Pit Barbecue, 6 locations in Wichita, also in Derby, El Dorado, Hutchinson, and Salina.
Go Hog Wild Pit Barbecue. Hog Wild, get some for you. But don't be late, we close at 8.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
While we do not currently have African swine fever virus cases in the United States, that does not mean that the deadly virus is not of concern. From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. K-State livestock feed scientist Dr. Cassie Jones currently researches ways to mitigate the virus here at KSU.
The good thing about African swine fever virus is that humans cannot get it. It is a swine-only virus. The bad thing is that it has a high, but kind of a delayed case fatality, and so it's passed from one animal to the other, but it doesn't just kill all animals right away. And it takes a couple of weeks to recognize, oh, this is African swine fever virus. And over that time, there's a number of mortalities. But that also means that that person that was on that farm has likely gone to another farm. And so we believe that that's largely how it's spread. Certainly nose-to-nose contact, but also through something called fomites, which are things that we can carry around diseases on, like the bottoms of our shoes. And that's where we run into the really ugly part of it. There's no viable vaccine currently for it. And ultimately, all animals are going to either be humanely euthanized or ultimately die from the disease.
Jones goes on to explain how close African swine fever virus really is to the United States.
Mainland North America has no active cases of African swine fever virus. It's as close as the island of Hispaniola or the Dominican Republic. And so really, as we look at the United States and our disease prevention efforts, most of ours are focused on how do we keep it from coming into the country at all. And so that means we're really paying close attention to products and items that are coming from those countries that do have the disease, they're ultimately destined for pigs.
She ends with insight on what it might look like if this virus was ever to impact U.S. swine production.
In a good scenario for us domestically, we continue to keep ASF out. But what happens when? If ASF enters the United States, we would expect all of our export partners to stop accepting the pork from our borders. Now, we're hoping that that would be short-lived, but pretty problematic when you're talking about a protein like pork, where somewhere between 25 to 35% of all of the domestic product that's produced is exported. We would also then see, you know, some quick sell-off of pigs, some dramatic price drops. But realistically, what's happening at the producer level, those are even some uglier things. If ASF is identified on a farm, realistically, we can expect that state animal health officials and USDA are going to draw a circle around that farm, and any porcine animal within that circle is going to be humanely euthanized. And so as we go through those scenarios, having control of pork and pork movement and the movement of live pigs becomes important.
Once again, that was K-State livestock feed scientist Dr. Cassie Jones sharing information on the spread of African swine fever virus. I'm Samantha Bennett, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
sentimental journey. Gonna set my heart at ease. Gonna make a sentimental journey to renew. Got my bag, got my reservation, spent each dime I could afford, like a child in wild anticipation, long to hear that all aboard. Never thought my heart could be so yearning. Why did I decide to roam? Gotta take that sentimental journey. Sentimental journey home.
Kansas and Southeast Nebraska's home for the legends of country. 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.